perhaps if I may, so I'd like to thank all the distinguished delegates for their great questions, and I do apologize in advance if I missed any of them. And I'm happy to address those perhaps in written form after the deliberations today. I do recall the delegate of the Russian Federation and his question, and actually the remark to see the peaceful use of outer space through the prism of existing realities, and I believe also the unfortunate tensions as well as technological progress that have taken place since the drafting and adoption of the outer space treaties. I would like to remind the working group, and this was part of the message that we would hope the working group would take from our remarks and written submission, that indeed there have been many changes and developments since the adoption of the Outer Space Treaty and other UN space treaties. However, fundamental principles, as we've mentioned, principle of due regard, prior consultation before undertaking a space activity that may harmfully interfere with the activities of other states in the peaceful exploration and use of our space, as well as, and this is quite often forgotten, there's an obligation to inform the UN Secretary General and the public, as well as the international scientific community, about the nature, conduct, and locations of space activities, right? So we believe these fundamental principles agreed upon and adopted by states still have continuing relevance to this day and are applicable to the weaponization, potential weaponization of our space, as well as any form of military uses of outer space. As I mentioned in my remarks, there is no distinction under international space law between military or non-military activities, right? International law, including the UN Charter, applies to all space activities, regardless of whether they're military or non-military nature, regardless of whether they're being undertaken by governmental or non-governmental entities, right? So I hope that responds to some of the remarks that have been made. There was a question from the distinguished delegate of Mexico about the special regime. And with sincere respect, the principle of common heritage of mankind is very specific to the moon and its natural resources. Though we must again bear in mind that in the peaceful exploration and use of outer space, it must be conducted for the benefit and in the interest of all countries, right? This is this was already agreed upon in the Declaration of Legal Principles. This is adopted and reflected in the Outer Space Treaty, and arguably this is a customary international norm, right? So therefore, certain activities would be contrary to conducting space activities for the benefit and in interest of all countries. And as recently has been echoed in the guidelines on sustainability, the safety, sustainability of space activities appears to be an emerging rule. And this is our message, that we have a wide body of binding international legal principles under the space law treaties. And we are building, we have been building, the international community has been building on those binding legal commitments, as seen through the guidelines on the sustainability of outer space activities, and as seen now in the work of the open-ended working group. And so I hope that addresses at least some of the concerns. And again, I reiterate my willingness to be open to questions or address these questions in written form. Thank you.